Chapter 13. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a prince among them. Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the commandment of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. These were the names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua the son of Zachar; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori; of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun; of the tribe of Benjamin, Paltai the son of Raphu; of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel the son of Sodai; of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadai the son of Susai; of the tribe of Dan, Amiel the son of Gemali; of the tribe of Asher, Sether the son of Michael; of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabai the son of Vopsai; of the tribe of Gad, Guel the son of Machi. These are the names of the men who Moses sent to spy out the land. Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun, Joshua. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, Go up this way by the south, and go up into the hill country, and see the land what it is, and the people who dwell there, whether they are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities there are that they dwell in, whether in camps or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood in it or not. Be of good courage, and bring of the first fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, to the entrance of Hamath. They went up by the south, and came to Hebron, and Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai. The children of Anak were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. They came to the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it on a staff between two. They brought also of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the children of Israel cut down from there. They returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. They went and came to Moses, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word to them, and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him and said, We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Amalek dwells in the land of the south, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanite dwells by the sea, and along by the side of the Jordan. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who went up with him said, We aren't able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They brought up an evil report of the land which they had spied out to the children of Israel, saying, The land, through which we have gone to spy it out, is a land that eats up the inhabitants of it, and all the people who we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come of the Nephilim, and we are in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.